Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene Griceman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gene Griceman is the author of a number of books, including several on Lincoln, including his new one, Lincoln and Obama, the parallels of those two presidents. He is also the author of a book that continues to be on the top of my favorites list after all these years, The Words Lincoln Lived By. He's in one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, and a very accomplished man in so many different fields. And we're glad to say he's our good friend, Gene Griceman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad always to be on your show, if for no other reason to hear the fine things said about me at the beginning.
Exactly. Well, they're all true, and we're glad you're here, Gene. One of the things that I was going to talk about, by the way, folks, Gene's here many times during the year, but this is the day that he's here to help us celebrate the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. And so, Gene, thanks again for doing that. Now, one of the things that you didn't know I was going to ask you or talk about is today we're also marking, notice I didn't say celebrate, we're also marking the 100th anniversary of the income tax.
That's exactly right. Enacted during the Lincoln administration.
The modern version was formed in 1913, but it actually was also instituted and later repealed under President Lincoln.
It was instituted, and then the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional, and then with a
as
constitutional amendment. The one that was done under Lincoln had many of the characteristics of today's income tax. One, it was collected at the point of income when it was made. In other words, it was with a withholding tax, and it was a graduated tax. In other words, the people who made a lot of money paid more than the people who made less money. So it had two of those characteristics. And three, it was enacted to pay for a war. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the biggest eaters of our taxes is wars.
Right, exactly. So that's one of the interesting little parallels for today's show. So one of the things that I know you want to talk about, Gene, is some of the tough decisions that we know that Abraham Lincoln had to make.
That's absolutely right. For example, many of your listeners have seen the movie Lincoln, Spielberg's movie,
right.
And that turns on the decision to enact the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery mm-hmm. forever, and it involved a lot of compromises and decisions and debates. Many people are struck by how difficult it was to get that passed.
Why do you think it was so difficult?
Well, one reason doing away with slavery forever, everywhere, was so difficult to pass was that slavery was so intertwined in the whole economic structure of the nation.
It was not. This is one of the things a lot of people don't realize. It wasn't just the cultural element of it in the South, which it was, but it was a national, maybe even a global economic decision, wasn't it?
That is exactly right. For example, when Lincoln was on his way to be inaugurated president, he stopped at the city of New York, and the harbor was just full of ships, commercial vessels. And Leonardo Wood, who was then the mayor of New York, said, we just can't get into a war with the South. He said, you see those ships out there? They're all doing business with southern states. And he said, if we get into a war, this harbor will be empty, and grass will grow in the streets of the cities of America. And Lincoln replied, the only place grass will grow will be in pastures.
Well, and he was right. And it was
short term, there was a tremendous economic price that was paid for the Civil War and a tremendous economic price that was paid to abolish slavery.
Right.
And tremendous dislocation, because here were millions of people who had no skills, no training, had known nothing but slavery.
But this was something that was as visceral, as nucleic in Lincoln as in anything that as it ever has been in anybody. I mean, this was who he was, wasn't it?
It absolutely was. He hated slavery. Incidentally, a lot of people don't know that the Republican Party was formed to mm-hmm. prevent the spread of slavery
mm-hmm.
into the West.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln wanted to see it eventually die in the
Why do you think debate. what part of his upbringing made him feel that, have that moral sense?
He talked about that several times. He made a trip to New Orleans, and he saw slaves shackled, chained together, marching along, and he said that made an indelible impression upon him
mm-hmm.
to see slaves, human beings, chained together like cattle,
mm-hmm.
and that made a big impression. Also, he had come under the influence of abolitionists. Abolitionists constituted only maybe 2% of the American public
mm-hmm.
at the time of Lincoln's day, at the time the war began. And they believed that slavery of any kind, anywhere, was wrong, and they were pushing hard to abolish it.
Right, right. But so that caused him, that one visceral thing caused him to set himself and this nation on a path that would change the world.
That is exactly right. A point that might be made, one of the big influences was that Billy Herndon, who was his junior law partner in the firm in Springfield, was an avowed abolitionist.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln was a moderate, and
mm-hmm.
the reason he was chosen as the nominee for the Republican Party was that people believed he would take a moderate, cautious, careful approach to the abolition of slavery.
Even though that wasn't how the Confederacy felt.
Lord, no.
About
they
Lincoln.
Hated him.
Yeah, they didn't feel that way about Lincoln.
He got only 2% of the vote in Kentucky, where he was born in
yeah.
1860.
Right, right. Exactly. Gene, the book, Lincoln and Obama, how is that available, please?
That is available if they'll go to my website. If they'll go to LincolnandObama.com,
all right.
They'll be able to order it there and get an autographed copy and a bonus.
And that's by Dr. Gene Grisman. He's an award-winning many things. He's got Emmys. He's got Benjamin Franklin Awards for his writing. This is a very accomplished guy, as I've said, Dr. Gene Grisman. And I will be right back. We're celebrating this half hour. We are celebrating the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.